Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
Cross the O'Neill Bridge in Culver County line, to where the liquor laws are different. It's 12:01. The zombies are buying liquor, cause it's Monday morning. And I'm sitting in the parking lot as they flip the sign. And I always see some friends as I stand in line. And I head to Billy Ringo's and I'll stay there till dawn, to where the music's always playing. I'll take his banjo and strum along, to chase away the morning. Number five, it's this company I'm keeping that's keeping me alive. These friends of mine, a bunch of lost cases just marking time. Before life's supposed to start, guess in the end it's fine. Or maybe, maybe not, ain't getting out alive. Back here anymore, but if I do move quietly as I open up the door and crawl across the bedroom and pull back on the covers, in the end it's evident it's over, it's over, it's over.
Patterson Hood, starting things off today here on Out of the Woods. Welcome to the show, everybody. That's from his new CD, Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance and Leaving Time. I'm Chip Calkard, and you're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire, from the Baker Communications Center up here on the third floor of Colgate Hall. Welcome aboard. We have live music in the studio tonight coming right up, probably around 6:30. We'll see when he actually gets here. But Zach Trajano is coming in. He's from the group Rusty Bell, and he's also been known to hang around with people like Chris Smither and Jeffrey Foucault. But great stuff. You don't want to miss that. I'd like to welcome all those folks out there listening after the fact. The show is recorded here every Friday night here in New Hampshire, live over the airwaves. But we have folks listening in California now, out there in Pine Mountain Club at 100.9 FM, Pine Cone Radio. Welcome aboard, everybody out there. Also, bostonfreeradio.com and theglobalvoice.info, and also Bob FM. Welcome aboard, everyone. Going to keep things going right now. I got to thank DJ Frederick for turning me on to this one. Group's called Blessed Feathers, and their CD is From the Mouths of the Middle Class. Here's Stinging Nettle Honeysuckle on Out of the Woods.
Flooded by the morning light. was left all alone. I was left all alone. I was left all alone in a world was a world with no light, without day, only night. Was a world with no light, without day, only night. Yeah, yeah. I, oh, what's there to do? Love's turned my heart blue. Ooh. It's too late to pretend,
late to pretend.
And I know it's the end.
No, it's the end.
It's too late to pretend.
And I know it's the end. The end, the end.
I-I-O. There's no need to be here. I was left all alone. I was left all alone. I was left all alone in a world of mine.
Ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da. sunshine away.
That's Birdie here on Out of the Woods. You Are My Sunshine. Oh, yes. A nice dirge version of Sunshine from their new CD called Magic Days. Also had the Chapin Sisters in there and one called Left All Alone, going back to their CD 2, which came out a year or two ago. And nice stuff there. The Shook Twins. We heard Potter's Daughter from the CD Window. And new stuff from Blessed Feathers to start this set. We heard Stinging Nettle Honeysuckle from their album From the Mouths of the Middle Class. And thank DJ Frederick for turning me on to that one. All right, well, you're listening to Out of the Woods coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. And we have live music in the studio. Zach Trajano is here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Just coming in out of the rain. It's raining here in the state of New Hampshire, and he's got Jeff Folkhalt's guitar with him.
As I usually do.
So he doesn't want it back, huh?
Potentially, but I sort of don't bring it over when I go to his house, so try to hold on to it as long as possible.
There you go. He just say, oh, darn, I forgot it.
So, yeah.
Sorry, man.
He's been really good about it.
I'll get it to you next time. There you go. Yeah, nice old 1940s small body Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Beautiful.
Yeah, big sound coming out of this guitar, this little guitar. It's great. It's provided a lot of good songs that came out of it. That sort of was the initial reason he let me borrow it for so long, was he said, as long as there are songs coming out of it, you can hold on to it. So I just keep writing, and I get to keep the guitar.
So it has good mojo.
It certainly does.
All right. Well, maybe we could hear it, and then we'll come back and talk to you.
Yeah, sure.
And find out what you're up to.
Cool. This is a tune off of my record called Two Lines. It's called One of Dreams.
So we howl and wail at the
people we find, but those who love you better see through your disguise. And you who love me best, how we rise, yes, you who love me best, how we rise,
Zach Trajano here live in the studio with us here on Out of the Woods. Nice, nice stuff there.
Thank you.
Is that the leadoff track on the disc?
It is.
Yeah, okay, One of Dreams, yeah. I played on the show once or twice, I think, at this point. But you're also a drummer.
I am.
And you were touring with a few, a couple big folks over the last few years.
Yep, yeah, I got the gig touring and recording with Chris Smither a couple of years ago, which is a total blessing and actually taught me more than anything else how to do the fingerstyle guitar thing. It was kind of a happenstance, you know. I was there playing drums with him and sitting with him in the green room learning how to finger pick, and he's a master of it, so there wasn't anybody better to learn from in that way, which is great. Sort of took my songwriting in a different direction.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So were you playing a lot of different instruments before that? Or?
Yeah, I grew up playing drums. My father's a drummer. A little bit of guitar growing up, but not too much. And I got to college and studied, I went to Skidmore College, did the music major there. And sort of part of that is learning every, you know, harmony, theory, melody, everything else. And I'd just been playing drums up to that point. And around junior year or so, I just got enamored with harmony. And I wanted to learn how to put chords back to back to make a song, basically. I got really into that. And so I just sort of stopped practicing drums, just naturally, and taking guitar lessons, because I had a guitar and it seemed like something I could bring around with me more than the piano to study these things.
And they are easier to carry.
They certainly are. And so I just started, you know, studying that stuff and writing. You know, I ended up doing a thesis senior year that was very composition related rather than percussion related, so I could sort of feel the switch coming on. And now, you know, I've been out of school for 10 years or however crazy long time that's been, and all that harmony stuff I learned is still in there somewhere, but I'm basically just writing songs more and more simply every year. You know, it's sort of become far less academic and much more feeling-based, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I would never write you a 1-4-5 song when I was a junior in college. It just, you know, would have seemed dumb to me back then. And now it's 90% of what I do.
You Very know? Good.
For whatever reason.
Do you touch the drums much anymore?
I do, yeah. You know. And the band, I play in a band that's a great band down in Western Massachusetts called Rusty Bell. And it's a cool band for me because it's a trio now, and so two of us, myself and Matt Lorenz, end up playing guitar and foot drums at the same time. So the idea of the band is kind of dividing a drum set between three people.
Oh, wow.
So it's two of us, you know, and I play bass drum and hi-hat and some other little foot pedals. And he plays a suitcase bass drum and a bunch of other foot pedals. And then Kate plays sort of the snare, cymbal, and hi-hat. And so it's basically a three-person drum set and a couple of guitars. So, you know, and we all sing and harmonize together. And so, you know, really, that band for me is is the best, because I could just get to do everything that I want to do, which is, you know, I can focus on rhythm for a little bit and focus on playing a guitar solo for a little bit and focus on writing a song for a little bit. It's great.
Neat. Yeah, I found out about the band after I found out about you, kind of by accident. And then,
cool.
A lot of people might not realize this, but Zach is sort of a local guy to us here. But he spends most of his time in Western Mass now, right?
Yep.
With the band and all the other musical projects. And you are a hard guy to schedule to come on to the show.
We're pretty busy.
Very, very busy.
We are pretty busy.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Great,
it's great for us. If it's okay, I can play a tune I wrote for that band, Rusty Bell.
Oh, that'd be great. Sure. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods. We're going to change the capo here.
As you do. That's a tune called Coming Home. It was on the last studio record we did called On a Full Moon Weekend.
Take me away again. there's no better way when you're young. Oh, there's no better way when you're young. Oh, there's no better way when you're young than to let them in.
Zach Trajano here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff. And that is a Rusty Bell tune, right?
That is, yeah.
I heard you say, Mama, I'm coming home. All I could think of was bringing laundry.
Happened more than once.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Zach right after this.